Welcome to Japan Unboxed, where you can find all related to Japan, its culture and lives. We help you get the real feelings of Japan without having to leave your room. If you have any questions or suggestions, please let us know at our Twitter account at Japan Unboxed. Your subscription is always appreciated. ありがとうございます。
For a line of clothing that is comfortable and stretches to fit for any body movement. People wear those clothes for outside work, hobbies, and so on. The category was mainly used for construction workers in the past, but nowadays it is very popular, especially among young people. Let's see if the person who started this trend can unbox Japan.
Mr. Sekiya Yuzo, who runs a plumbing business, but he's also the developer of work uniform that look like suit. Despite the COVID-19 pandemic, his company sales exceeded 400% of the previous year, and the number of companies that buy his products has increased to 800. Why did he sell so well?
When Mr. Sekiya's plumbing service company celebrated its 10th anniversary in 2016, some of the employees' stories prompted him to start a new project. The employees who were having trouble recruiting young people suggested, "The work uniform don't look attractive. Why don't we make them cooler?" Mr. Sekiya ordered a variety of materials from around the world.He asked a designer friend to design one. Tried tie-dye, tried to make it look like street fashion. He tried everything, but it just didn't feel right. However, he tried to make this uniform look cool, it just didn't look right. Before he knew it, almost a year had already passed. He was at a standstill, thinking,I can't go on with this anymore. But one day at a meeting, a female worker in human resource said something astonishing.
Can't you make it look like a suit? You know, like a concierge at the hotel, with a crisp suit-like uniform.
He immediately opposed it.
We can't do that. There's no way plumbers can work in a suit.
But from that day on, Mr. Sekiya kept feeling unsettled. He suddenly remembered something from his childhood. As a son of a plumber, he had been surrounded by people in working uniform since a young age. He had always thought it was cool to work in them, and thought it was a sign of pride for hard-working men. But one Christmas day,While he was having dinner with his father, who was in a work uniform at the Italian restaurant, he saw a classmate who was also having dinner with his father, who was in a neat suit. At that moment, he suddenly felt embarrassed. His plumbing service company, Oasis Solutions, has grown by using a special method of sterilizing and cleaning water pipes using ozone.He had some achievements nationwide for sure. The company name is as modern as an IT company. If a college student asked what kind of company it is, he would proudly reply that he's in the water pipe maintenance business and the company is growing rapidly. But the students who are supposed to be looking for jobs would respond, "What? Water pipes? It is uncool.I can't even stand the work uniform." In fact, Mr. Sekiya was having a very hard time hiring young employees at that time. It was kind of frustrating. He wondered if white-collar workers were that great. Are blue-collar workers supposed to be second or third class workers?
Mr. Sekiya had never really thought about it before, but it's true. The image of a profession is determined by the way you dress. A suit is a suit, and work uniforms are work uniforms. They are completely opposite in an image and function, and they both are being around for a long time without any change or evolution. We have to eliminate the boundary between suits and work uniforms. If we can do this, it may change the way we look at our profession. We might be able to create a stir in the industry. In his mind, he was filled with passion. Mr. Sekiya called a female employee from HR who once had mentioned the idea.
I'm going to adapt your idea for the suit.
But she said she was only half joking. Please don't take it seriously.
No, I'm serious. I decided to do it. You will have to work with me as the originator of the idea. He recalls he forcibly dragged the lady into the project.
That was the third of an unprecedented project. A plumber who had never made clothes before. Of course, it was not going to be easy. He decided to start with a prototype. So he ordered various kinds of fabrics, looked for places that would make them, made samples, and tried them out at the work site. Mr. Sekiya recalls, when we used fabrics with good durability, we found that they are very uncomfortable to wear. The more comfortable the fabric, the worse the durability. Emphasis on appearance resulted in poor functionality. When we put more emphasis on the functionality, the coolness disappeared. And since they are work uniforms, they have to be machine washable every day. I knew it wouldn't be that easy, but it didn't work out at all. We repeated the trial over and over again, but all of them failed. Normally, we would have quit or compromised at this point because it was just a company's uniform. However, as a person who hates losing, my heart was on fire. The female employee who originated the idea was in charge of hiring as a human resource manager after a long career in sales. Even though she was annoyed with me at first, she soon became influenced by my enthusiasm, or perhaps she became numb to it and started to enjoy it. Boss, if we've come this far, let's go all the way. We couldn't find the ideal fabric anywhere, so we had to make it. Finally, we decided to develop the fabric ourselves. It was for the company's uniform, so this was insane. The major fabric manufacturers we approached for advice laughed at us, scorned us, and of course didn't take us seriously and rejected us outright. However, where there is a God, there is a God. A small fabric manufacturer in the Tokai region was interested in our concept and agreed to cooperate. The reputation of Mr. Sekiya's products grew. It became more and more popular. The product was featured on TV several times. In response to requests from individuals, he started selling them online. By the fact it is washable every day as anti-infection wear and also as a wear for telework that was easy to wear and with good appearance, now department stores began to carry them. Mr. Sekiya has a grand vision of becoming the Apple of the apparel industry. Like he wished so at first, I believe the boundary between suits and work uniforms were much less, as his workwear can be seen everywhere nowadays, even in offices in Japan. I'm certain he was able to create a stir in the industries. Thank you for listening. Hope this helps.
Unboxing Japan.
This episode was translated and quoted by Japan Unboxed.